It's Dwyer, gamblersadvisory.com, a free site. Bettingangle.us, a free site. It's Christmas Day. Let me just say Merry Christmas to everyone. We're about to open gifts here, but I'm up a little bit early because today is one of the most important days in the betting landscape. Let's explain, but first remember, the opinion you should follow should be your own. Just consider this video to be a second opinion from a complete stranger online. Now, I know it's not popular, and keep in mind, you want to shop where it's not popular. You follow the crowd, you're going to end up with mediocre results by definition, right? You do what everyone else does without an edge, and you're going to get treated as someone without an edge, right? Don't follow the crowd. You want to go where it's unpopular. You want to go where there's value. So, I believe right now the best bet on the board in the futures market are the New England Patriots. Simply because, folks, they're the 2 seed in the AFC. All they have to do is beat the New York Jets. Now, I was raised in a Jet household, but I think everyone in Jet Nation knows that Todd Bowles is probably on the way out. Everyone knows that Sam Darnold, as promising as he looks, is a rookie quarterback. Right? The opponent in a game that Bill Belichick needs to win to secure a bye in the playoffs is a rookie quarterback. Not only that, of all the teams in the universe, the teams you know the best are the teams in your division. You play them twice a year, right? Bill Belichick knows these Jets. Food for thought. So, if the Patriots win, they get the 2 seed. Now, we all agree that the Patriots aren't operating at 100%. Josh Gordon, their leading receiver, is out. I don't dispute that. Rob Gronkowski isn't the beast he once was, right? The Patriots have other problems. But here's the point. Folks, they're the Patriots, damn it. Some of these teams are just going to get overwhelmed by the moment in the playoffs, right? The playoffs will be new to them. You might have teams in the playoffs who have first-year starting quarterbacks for the team, right? Kirk Cousins just got to Minnesota. Assuming Minnesota gets in the playoffs, do you have more confidence in Kirk Cousins with the Vikings than you do with Tom Brady with the New England Patriots? So you give New England, an experienced playoff team, a first-round bye. And guess what? They are 1 game from the AFC Championship. 1 game. Let's go one step further. So they play that first playoff game after the bye week in New England, where they're almost impossible to beat. Think about the possible teams they might be playing. Right? Let's say it's the Chargers. California team. How did that work out for the Rams against the Chicago Bears a few weeks ago? What if it's the Indianapolis Colts? Let's say Indy beats Tennessee, right? Gets in the playoffs, makes it to the next round, etc. Let's say it's the Indianapolis Colts. Indoor team, right? Playing in New England. In the playoffs. All I'm saying here is that New England is perfectly situated. I know some people are nervous about the Baltimore Ravens. Rookie quarterback against Bill Belichick in the playoffs. Let's use common sense here. Right? The fact that you're getting shorter odds on the Saints, the Rams, and the Chiefs. a team New England beat already this season, should tell you that the Patriots are an excellent value. Understand my betting philosophy. It's the buy now, hedge later. If you're getting significantly better than even money odds on the New England Patriots to win it all, or even plus 200 odds, right? Let's say you're getting significantly better than even money odds on the Patriots just to win the AFC, right? Let's say for the Super Bowl, it's plus 200 odds. My point to you is, if you see that the Patriots have almost a layup to the AFC Championship game, and if that AFC Championship game might be against a first-year starting quarterback, I believe Pat Mahomes last season only started one game, right? Aren't you licking your chops? So to me, on a futures market right here, I want to lock in the Patriots at these odds. Understand, too, if KC stumbles, and let's face it, there's a history of that, both for the franchise, Kansas City, look up their playoff performance with people like Marty Schottenheimer, and for Andy Reid, right? January is not his favorite month. My point to you is, if the Chiefs stumble, then the Patriots are the one seed in the AFC. Then that AFC Championship game is going to be in New England. Let me also say this too. I keep hearing people say, and some of it comes from his former teammates, Rodney Harrison, for example, saying, oh, I haven't seen Tom Brady look so old in his life. Tom's skills might be slipping. Right? Okay, fine. What I want you to do is to pull up the stats from last year's Super Bowl. Now, it's a sign of greatness when a guy is so great, he is so great, that we just overlook spectacular performances. Right? I remember Michael Jordan gets a triple-double in the All-Star game. I believe it's the first All-Star triple-double in history. And we took him for granted to the point where Glenn Rice won the MVP of that All-Star game. Just understand, Tom Brady last year, right? Not 3 years ago, not 5 years ago, not when Brady was 30, 10 years ago. No, no, Tom Brady last year's Super Bowl, it's been less than a year, threw down the best statistical performance in history, I would argue, by a quarterback, any quarterback, in a Super Bowl. Just look at the numbers, folks. That's the level of quarterback we're talking about. If that guy loses 10%, he's still better than 90% of the guys leading their teams toward the playoffs right now. Right? Now, they ask Tom Brady from time to time, who's your favorite receiver? And Tom always responds by saying the open receiver. Right? Let's not confuse Josh Gordon with Randy Moss, please. I understand it's a loss. It's not that big a loss. Understand, Tom Brady's a guy who's won Super Bowls with people like Deion Branch as his primary receiver. Right? He still has Hogan, he still has Edelman, he still has a bunch of guys. You got to be kidding me. Folks, this is Tom Brady. He beats the Jets next week. He has a first round bye in the playoffs. If KC, a team that just lost this last week, how many nationally televised games are we going to see KC lose before we start to question the narrative that has them being that much better than everyone else? Just imagine if the roles were reversed, if KC had beaten New England during the regular season. If New England, on nationally televised games, was losing to teams trying to make the playoffs like Seattle, right? Trying to make the bottom of the playoffs. Wouldn't there come a time when we would say, wow, you know, New England's looking a little shaky here. And maybe I need to look at the team that beat New England in the regular season. Well, folks, New England beat KC in the regular season. Understand, it's KC losing games against the Rams, against, you name it, on national TV, Seattle, right? So, sorry. You know, the new boss is the same as the old boss. I hear Bill Belichick against a rookie quarterback. In a game Belichick needs to win to get a bye in the playoffs, that's a done deal. I expect the Patriots to beat the Jets, right? Bill Belichick, a coach with longevity, against Todd Bowles, a coach who might be coaching his last game with the team. I'm going with Belichick. This isn't rocket science, folks. Then I hear a bye week, then Bill Belichick gets to play a home playoff game. And I'm looking around at the quarterbacks, and I'm seeing guys like Lamar Jackson. Hey, I know Lamar has exceeded expectations. He's a rookie. Right? He's a rookie. I see indoor teams. You know, Marcus Mariota right now has had some elbow problems. I'm seeing a quarterback who has been dinged up, had to be replaced during the last game, and I'm supposed to believe that any of these teams have a shot against the Patriots in New England in the playoffs? Take Baltimore. I agree, John Harbaugh has been a thorn in the side of the Patriots. Right? He definitely has been. But wow, with a rookie quarterback? Also, just a few days ago, and I know there are conflicting reports now, Harbaugh's job was in jeopardy, folks. So, take a hard look at the Patriots. I'm not saying they win it all. I'm not. What I'm saying is, wow, you're getting rewarded right now with really good odds on the Patriots, and you can hedge later. Let me just say, too, another team at significantly reduced odds that you need to consider right here are the New Orleans Saints. Folks, let me just say this. The Super Bowl's in Atlanta. Indoors. Right? You realize the Saints, because of the scheduling, don't have to leave home, conceivably, until they travel to go to the Super Bowl. Think about that. They've locked up home field. Next week's game's in New Orleans. Drew Brees is going to be sleeping in his bed so much, his family's going to get tired of him. You and I know, too, it's almost impossible to beat the Saints indoors when they're inspired. Right? They just beat the Steelers. Folks, the Steelers needed that game. By the way, the usual suspects continue to play at a Pro Bowl level. Wasn't that Alvin Kamara getting 2 touchdowns? This isn't a Todd Gurley situation where you're sitting around saying, wow, is he okay? No, Alvin Kamara is still putting up Pro Bowl numbers. Look at his numbers from his last game. More than 80 receiving yards with the 2 rushing TDs. That's a rough combination. Right? Understand, too, the Saints, Sean Payton could walk around that locker room and he could say, Breeze, I'm only playing you a quarter this game. Alvin, I'm only playing you a quarter this game. Michael Thomas, I'm only playing you a quarter this game. Because the Saints have already locked up the NFC. They don't need the last regular season game. You know, don't be surprised if you don't see guys playing dominoes on the sidelines by the second quarter on the Saints sideline. Right? They don't care about the game. They don't need the game. Right? You're going to have a lot of stars resting. You might see some guys wearing civilian clothes. And you're going to say, wow, I didn't know that that ingrown toenail was that big of a problem for him. Right? Coach is going to give a lot of guys a day off. You're going to hear some phantom injuries, right? Oh, he has a bad back. You know, something that doesn't show up on an MRI. Saints are going to be rested for the playoffs. Rested. Also, let's look around the league. Folks, tell me. I keep hearing about Dak Prescott. I'm an NFC East guy myself, right? Why is the Cowboy offense below average? Right? I get all the PR and all the hype and all the photos they keep throwing at us. I understand the NFL wants to sell us on the games, so we watch them and they get advertising dollars and stuff like that. And I understand on sports radio they're saying, oh, the Cowboys have to pay Dak a lot of money. You got Cowboy Nation, people like Michael Irvin going around saying, yeah, you know, the Cowboys are in a great position. Jerry should pay Dak right now, right? You're even hearing that the coach, Jason G, is, babe, I'll be out there. You're even hearing that the coach, Jason G, has improved and stuff like that, right? And I agree, Amari Cooper, wow, this, you know, Pro Bowler lands in their lap, right? Guy with some real skills. I agree with all of that. What I want you to do is to look at the Cowboys' statistical performance offensively. Why is it so anemic? You're looking around, you're saying, whoa, you know, Zeke, wow. You know, if you're a fantasy football person, he's going in the first round of your pool, right? You look at, you know, the guys, we keep hearing about the Cowboy offensive line. If the line's that good, if the Cowboys are that good, why is their offense rated so average? Right? I agree. Philly has me concerned. Right? Nick Foles, let's face it. I love Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz probably is the better quarterback in the abstract. Doesn't translate on the field. Right? The Eagles look to be a better team with Nick Foles. It's just the way it is, folks. The catch with Philly, though, it's a big problem, is that Philly needs help. Right? Philly needs help to make it into the playoffs. So yeah, you look out in the forest and you see Philly. They're a big bad bear. And you're thinking, oh man, our campsite's in danger. Then you realize, you know what? Someone needs to open the fence for the bear to be a problem for us. Right? Philly might not make it into the playoffs. Look around at some other teams. You know what? Chicago's defense is legit. Mitch Trubisky is a great athlete. He's one of the better athletes, quite frankly, playing the quarterback position. But he's not one of the better quarterbacks. Right here again, I see a young quarterback. Young guy. And I'm thinking, wow, how many young quarterbacks have won the Super Bowl, right, who were under the age of 25? Folks, you'll be thinking a long time on that. Right, you'll be thinking a long time on that. So to me, the Saints right now are in the catbird seat. After what happened last year, that Stephon Diggs, Case Keenum play, I couldn't imagine a Saint being unmotivated against the Minnesota Vikings. I just couldn't imagine it. Well, anyway, the Saints right now, I believe you need to put down a position on them. I believe you're getting a good price, even though you're getting a less than plus 300, simply because the Saints don't leave Louisiana, you know, if they continue winning, and they have a bye week, plus the Super Bowl is indoors, right, which could be a problem for some of these other teams, right? Let's say the Saints make it to the Super Bowl. If you're going to play the Patriots, play them indoors. You know what I'm saying? The last place you want to play the Patriots is outdoors in cold New England type weather. Right? Here you don't have to worry about that. Right? Chargers, outdoor team, Pat Mahomes, first year starter. I'll take my chances with him indoors in a Super Bowl. I think the Saints offer compelling value. I'm going to go open some gifts with the family. Let me just get to the purpose of this video, 20 minutes in. You know, the winner of the Colt-Titan game that's going to be played in Tennessee next week makes it to the playoffs. It's just that simple. One of those two teams is going to be in the playoffs. Your goal in hedge betting is to get a team at big odds who you can hedge against. In other words, if I get 20-1 odds on a team, 20-1 odds on a team, then their opponent, I could say, you know what? The one unit I have that could possibly win 20, why don't I bet 3-4 units on their opponent, even though I have no interest in this game? Because if their opponent happens to win, then I've just quadrupled my money, right? One unit on a 20-1 long shot, then the game happens and I get to throw out 4 units, right? So I lose this one unit over here if the opponent wins, but I've picked up 4 units. It's betting with insurance. Well, let me just say, right now you're getting the Indianapolis Colts and MVP candidate Andrew Luck at 35-1 odds. You're getting the Tennessee Titans at 40-1 odds. This is a casino mispricing. One of these teams is going to make the playoffs, right? You can lock in the bet here. You can decide how to hedge it. If one of these teams goes on a roll, then great. You'll get the leverage in multiple rounds of the playoffs, right? If you're a hedge bettor, give this a look. It's the best opportunity on the board. This isn't a Philadelphia Eagles situation where you're hoping for outside help. No, what's happening here is the winner makes it to the playoffs. So you can bet on both teams. You don't care who wins the game, because you're guaranteed at least a 35-1 shot. That much leverage for the playoffs. Indy wins, you're at 35-1. Tennessee wins, you're at 40-1. And then you can watch the playoff game and say, wow, I really like Andrew Luck, but I'm going to bet on his opponent here, simply because I have leverage already on the Luck side of the play. So if at the end of the game the opponent wins, you say, I'll be doggone, as you're collecting after a bet with insurance. If the opponent loses and Luck wins, then you say, okay, well, I had 35-1 odds. I've given away 5x. I still have insurance to play with. That's how I see it. Let me hear from you. I hope you leave your comments in the comment section to this video. Happy holidays to you and yours. Thanks for stopping by.